Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight on the show, I begin in Pacific Watch, watching Las Vegas. Ransomware is the story. Some have paid already. Others are resisting. It is extremely discomforting for people traveling to Las Vegas. Some hotels, the rooms are not working. The room locks are not working. The crowding in the lobbies I can see from photographs sent to me by Jeff Bliss. The ransomware story is not peculiar to Las Vegas. It is puzzling why Las Vegas wasn't better defended. But then again, these are thieves, and thieves come in the middle of the night through something you hadn't expected. We also go immediately to Lampedusa Island, which is part of the Sicilian chain in the Mediterranean, where migrants from Tunisia have overwhelmed the Italian authorities, overwhelmed the charity and generosity of Italy by the thousands. The number is 7,000. What is striking about this story is how similar it is to the story along the Mexican border at the United States, how similar it is to stories coming from New York City, where said to be 100,000 migrants have already traveled and are now in residence, in shelters, being provided for by the generosity of New York. And yet, the people are extremely unhappy on the West Side, a report today of mopeds and scooters running without order, people being harassed on the street, a residence on 70th, I believe at Broadway, being used for the migrants and seen as a blight on the neighborhood because of the disorder. Migrant story is worldwide. Also, I speak with Charles Burton, who's in Ottawa, but we're talking about the news from the Financial Times that the defense minister of China, who was disappeared for several weeks, is now to be accused of corruption. That is, Chinese Communist Party talk of you've lost your future and you will be detained. All Chinese Communist Party officials, I understand from Charles, earn far more than their salaries indicate. And so corruption is commonplace. And Henry Sikalski and I discuss several aspects of nukes over Europe. The one that seems most dangerous but most pertinent is Poland is requesting B-61 gravity nuclear weapons be deployed on Polish soil to match the Belarus tactical weapons said nuclear weapons said to have been deployed by Russia. The other parts of the NATO are also looking for nuclear weapons or the option of, because of the new contest along the Russian NATO frontier. And then to Selena Zito in Pittsburgh about the UAW strike, which is about money, it's about benefits, but also about guarantees for job futures, because EV, electric vehicles, the big push by the Biden administration, subsidies, investment, that will mean a completely different job situation. For example, there's no transmission. Whole departments will be disappeared. And the expectation also is that many of these EV plants can move to the South where there are no union rules and work for hire of the states that don't mandate unions. And the UAW is worried about its survival. This is an existential strike into the future. Also, Selena says farewell to U.S. Steel. It's up for sale. It will be purchased. But then again, the Biden administration does not favor U.S. Steel because its plants are not green. And the U.S. Steel facilities, as I understand, will probably move to the South. Will the jobs move there? Probably. But again, it's a union, non-union story. It's very sad for the Middle West, but U.S. Steel was America from the beginning of the 20th century until well into the 1960s. And now its legacy is all the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the steelworkers and everybody involved in that industry building America. Pittsburgh built America. Bob Zimmerman has a report. Early indications are there is no water ice to be found at the South Pole. There's much more to learn about this, but that is a disappointment if it proves accurate. Analysis from the Indian Space Agency probe suggests what was thought to have been indications of water has another origin. And then Josh Rogan and I have fun talking about Rob Malley, nothing harsh. Rob Malley is a distinguished member of the State Department, special envoy negotiating with Iran, except something happened over these last months where he lost access to his post and someone else is now in his place dealing with Iran. Tehran Times has accusations without definitive proof that Rob Malley may have shared classified documents. There's no proof. It's just an allegation from an enemy camp. Rob Malley, in the meantime, has taken distinguished jobs at Princeton University and his alma mater, Yale. Also, a conversation with Jim McTague about shopping in Lancaster County and prices at the store and expectations of the election year and the Federal Reserve raising rates to quell the inflation. There is no end to that story. Jim believes we're headed for bumpy times in the next few months, perhaps not a recession, but a slowdown. And then a fun conversation later with Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution about Joe Biden, who is the honorable president of the United States, indicating re-election. But the polling shows that the Democratic Party does not believe he's fit for a second term, his age and his circumstances, and wants someone else to step in. Bill entertains scenarios as to how that can happen before the convention, after the convention, and early in the year, later in the year. It's quite fun to speculate. We all, of course, want the day when we have a brokered convention like they did in the 19th century. And then finally, Patrick Tucker to announce that the U.S. military is training in the Bering Sea for possible confrontations with two peers, that would be Russia and China, in the Arctic Ocean as they open up in the 21st century. The sea lanes, and also bringing in those who want to develop the resources of the Arctic Ocean, the mines along the shoreline, and the fish, and the deep sea, and the minerals, and access, all of that, the militaries are preparing for the Cold War to go north. There's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.